Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. I know I appear to be a little bit more casual than normal today, but my shirt will explain itself here in a few minutes as we talk about this movie. Now, what movie are we talking about today? Well, Angel Studios, I love working with them. I don't work for them or anything like that, but working with them, and sometimes they send me the screeners early, and they reached out to me and asked me, hey, do you want this one? I'm like, yes, absolutely. I want as many of them as you want to send me. My list is like this long of ones I still have to go through and a bunch of other titles and stuff like that. But Angel has always been awesome. The people there are awesome. Their products are awesome. Love like the stuff for the kids, stuff for adults. It's just kind of all over the place. And it's an adventure. It really is an adventure with Angel. Now, why are we talking about that? Well, because the movie we're talking about today is very controversial in a lot of ways for a lot of reasons. Now, why is that? Well, this is a movie that was based on 14 million true stories. Now, you're probably thinking, what in the world is she talking about? Well, I am talking about the movie that opens January 9th. It's called I Was a Stranger, and it is about Syrian refugees trying to escape and survive. And it's not just their escape and survival. This movie is pure desperation, beginning to end. You see it. Sorry, my computer's making a weird sound. But you see, at the very beginning, you see somebody who is here in America and living their life and kind of going through everything. And then it plays through things that happened in her life. But the thing is, the same story plays out in five different ways. Now, usually I jump really hard on stories such as that because it's like, okay, do you really have to retell the story all these different times? Even when Wicked did it, it's like a little bit. It's just too much. It's like, don't give me the same story in a different way. Don't retell it. But here it's enough different from the different perspectives, and each of them adds more to this that amazingly it works. And it's tragic and it's heartbreaking and it's violent, and the language, this movie is 100% guilty. Definitely not for young audiences at all. This one's definitely getting a guilty rating on the deputy ratings on that. Now, you may be wondering score wise well, I want to get into the trailer that I want to share with you, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the movie, and then of course I will tell you what the score for this is as well. But let's jump over to check out what the trailer is for this.
This is the Coast Guard. Please remain on the boat.
Here on the screen it says from 2011 to 2024, more than 14 million Syrians were forced to flee their homes in search of safety.
I'm offering one-way non-stop ticket to Greece. It will cost you $2,000 for an adult, $1,500 for a child.
Show up late? Or you got caught?
Not my problem.
That scene right there, if you were here on our YouTube channel watching that scene with us, when I first saw this trailer, even before I saw the movie, I thought of that video that circulated around social media forever, and it showed this little girl celebrating her birthday, and then it showed like the day-to-day thing of her life and the war-torn region that she lived in, and you saw this happy little girl just kind of become just sunken into herself as the life that she knew no longer existed. And so that scene that everything is blowing up in the midst of a birthday party definitely kind of brought that back fresh in my mind.
I give you the thing that most important to you. Can I trust you with what's most important to me?
And in that scene, if you're curious, I'm giving you the thing that's most important to you, and which is money, to protect the thing that's most important to me. In other words, his family. So that's definitely a powerful scene. And there's a lot of titles and stuff along this as it goes, but it's a powerful movie.
after tonight, you and I will get out of here for good. Where should we go?
Someplace better. Someplace with pizza. I wanna be free.
And people might ask me, how do I know that it begins in America? It actually begins in Chicago. It's like, because that's the very first opening scene that you see. And that's also kind of the last thing that you see a little bit, too, because it's the skyline of Chicago. And so that's where I get that from. It doesn't ever specifically say that in the story, but you definitely get the inference on that. Like I said, this story is absolute desperation at its most. I mean, because you're trying to protect not only yourself, you're trying to protect your family, you're trying to protect all of this, and they're trying to get out of something that is absolutely beyond their control and live a life where they can live in peace. But then you have all of this around them. There's some of these are soldiers, some of these are this family, some of these are doctors, some of these are just everyday people. And like I said, just the absolute acts of desperation and what people are willing to do for freedom. This is one of those ones that's going to stay with you for a long time after you're done watching it. Now, like I said, I do want you to come into this with a guarded idea, because it's very difficult to watch. It's a lot of immigrants are probably going to be wanting to go watch this and things like that. And I kind of came into this with a little bit of a bias, admittedly, because I was not sure that the angle they were going based purely on the trailer. Initially, I kind of thought, okay, hold on. What I was just going to say might have been a mini spoiler, so I'm stopping myself and I'm going to reword the idea. That's one of the reasons I don't script any of this stuff right off the bat, is I like do that and then I'm like, wait, that's kind of a big deal. But I live here in the United States of America. I'm an American citizen. My family immigrated here generations ago, but they came in through Ellis Island and did all that. So they came in legally, and there's so many nowadays that don't come into the country legally. And then the ones that are here, they want to change our country into the countries that they left. They want us to assimilate to the things that they just left. It's like, why are they coming here if they don't want to be here? And so knowing that these were Syrian refugees, and knowing kind of what's been going on all over the media and everything, and a lot of the refugees that are here already that are causing issues, I kind of thought this was going to be that type of story. Now, it's not exactly that. I will say that there's something different to this, and I won't spoil what that is, but it's easy to get lost in the bias, and this story really separates that out. I have to give kudos where kudos is due. This one separates that out, and it doesn't focus on the politics of it. I'm using air quotes right now if you can't see me here on our YouTube channel. And that's why I'm actually bringing up this shirt. I just happened to just casually put this shirt on today. And for those that don't know, I'm a cat mom. I'm a crazy cat lady. I have 7 cats. So, but like in this story, they can't control the situation that they're in. They can't control the things that they were in. And there needs to be an end to the violence. There need to be an end to the war. These people, all they want to do is live and be in peace. They just want to live their lives. That's not that hard to do. And that's this kind of the thing here. Well, that's when the shirt says pause, unite until no more cats are declawed. And I try to donate things to help end declawing. And I love City the Kitty and so many other things like that too. But it's just as barbaric for kitties as, and I know the people are going to go, oh, you can't compare one to the other. But when you are torturing and killing different people for just a different idea set, different belief system, it's no different than if you're torturing an animal for the same. Oh, obviously they have a different belief system, but there's no reason to torture and mutilate an animal, and there's no reason to torture and mutilate humans. And that's just a small part of this story. I mean, it's, like I said, the best way I could put this is just the desperation level in this is just, it draws you in and you get upset and you feel it. If you've got a heart, you feel it. It's impossible not to. But it's like, and it's not just like one person that you're following through this. It's so many other things. And they paid homage to what was actually going on, as brutal as it was, as difficult as it is to watch. They show that. You get to experience that. I mean, not by, like, actually experiencing it, but as much as you can by watching a movie. So where did I come in on the deputy scale? Initially, before I even watched the movie, I was expecting to come in pretty low, just because I had my preconceived notions of what this movie was going to be. Now, I am proud to say that I give movies a chance. Even if I come in with a little bit of a preconceived notion, I try to really give it a chance to stand on its own. And this one does that in so many different ways. It's just, it blew me away in so many ways, not in the literal sense, but. So if you think about the deputy scale, like I always say, I never give a 10. There's no such thing as a perfect score, but there's no such thing as a 0. And like I said, I was expecting to come in somewhere between forgettable and, like, if you really must see it, wait for it. And I ended up with, it's watchable, it's memorable, and the plot has questionable content. Not that I'm questioning that this is really happening, because, again, this story is based on 14 million true stories. And as tragic as it is, there is a beauty to this, as messed up as that is, because it allows you to be drawn into the story. You feel what the characters feel. You experience this with them, or at least it feels like you do. And it's on a completely different level than the actual refugees and everything that this movie is about, but if this touches your heart, then it did something right. And so, like I said, some of the content is questionable, not because I question the reality of it or question the truth of it, but it's just questionable because it's very hard for some to watch. It's going to be very triggering for a lot of people. And it's, like I said, it's just violent and it's raw. And I have to appreciate it for that. And that's why I'm giving I Was a Stranger a 7 out of 10 on the deputy scale. So there's probably a few of you that are going, wait, what? So I want you to take a moment out of your day, and I want you to go onto our YouTube channel or onto our Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you're listening this from. And I want you to share this. I want you to share this story. I want you to share this review. But I want you to bring attention to this movie. Now, before I get too much further, I've kind of forgotten this a little bit lately, but you can kind of see the poster here, and it's kind of an unusual poster showing things from four different directions, but I want to show what I did with the podcast image, so I'm going to take this one away, and I'm going to bring up the podcast image. Pretty much all I did is I kind of chopped it up a little bit and made a few changes to it, but I had to make it square for the podcast, so if you are listening to our podcast, this is the image here that you'll be seeing, and hopefully you can see it a little bit better here. But let's go back to the poster here. Again, I really want you to share this story. There is something important here. It's a lot more than I thought it would be in so many different ways. And if you have ever even thought about, like, okay, what's really going on with these refugees and what's happening and things like that, this movie is not political. I really kind of was afraid that they were going to kind of go in that direction. But it managed to tell the actual stories of these people. Now, are these actual people that this is based off of? It was inspired by true stories, so I don't know if these people actually existed. or if this was just inspired by all the stories, but even so, it is so, there's so much here. So like I said, I really want you to take that time out and share this with somebody. Talk to somebody about this movie. Maybe go see this with somebody. And I would love to know what you think. So come on back to YouTube or Apple Music or wherever you're listening to this on and comment below. Let me know what you really think about this. So I invite you to do that on any of my movies. But as always, I hope that you like, subscribe, and share this, because this story needs to be seen. And I hope to be back and talk to you again soon this weekend with some more new movies. But until later then, bye-bye.